You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, Jeremy was talking about one of his family members, sadly, who passed at the end of, It was December, right?
It was, yeah.
And you guys were at his place.
Yeah, cleaning stuff
and,
out.
And what did you come across?
We came across the baby teeth and some hair, essentially, from the first haircut. And everyone was kind of standing around like, well, this is nice, but what do we do with all this? Where does it go now? You know, who wants it? And, you know, my grandma's not in good health and everything, so it's like you can't give it to grandma because we're trying to clean out grandma's place.
Sure.
So sadly, into the trash and where?
Yeah, that's where it's going to go, yeah.
So this stuff was held on to for many, many years and, just ended up being disposed of. And, I'll be in the same boat at some point. We saved so much crap from our kiddos, and we've got baby teeth, and we've got the first haircut hair. And dare I say, I think we still have a chunk of umbilical cord, when they pinch it off there on your baby and that end piece dries up and falls out. Yeah. And I think it's in a Ziploc in a box somewhere.
Why do you want to save that?
Don't know. At the time, we don't have Lila's, but I think it's Reed's. And, at the time, it's like, it's our first kid. We need to save everything. And so we've got this dried hunk of skin that we'll
throw that away.
Probably put in a soup at some point.
Nice stock.
Just drop it in or make muffins and put it in one of the muffins.
Stock.
Yeah. So, I'm guilty of it. I got a bunch of stuff.
And I know that people, they hear me saying to you, throw it away. And they're like, oh, that means he doesn't love his child anymore. No, it doesn't. You love your child dearly, you just don't need to save his umbilical cord.
That's kind of gross thinking about that now,
Even the teeth to me is gross.
I know
you're not alone. I know there are a lot of people who save their kids' baby teeth.
The messages on Facebook and text, a ton of teeth pouring in, tons and tons of teeth.
So I'm the weirdo, apparently, because I'm like, why would you save foul baby
your
teeth
little
in a
baby
baggie?
Teeth. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Unless you're going to do some sort of voodoo thing or something like that.
Linda wrote in, who's cute. It's cute. She's actually my neighbor. She says our boys saved all their teeth and then turned them into a science fair project, discovering what liquids destroy teeth the quickest. So they actually took those baby teeth and put them to use for science. Dunked them in Red Bull or something to see if they dissolved.
Well, that's funny.
So that's funny. So they actually used them.
So our question for you this morning, you can call us or text. Either way, 303-691-1MIX is what is it that you saved from your kids? And it doesn't have to be a physical thing.
No.
I don't have a whole lot from Dominic's childhood, but one thing that I have, and it's proudly displayed in our guest bedroom on a shelf, is a piece of art that he did in second grade. And it was one of those things where you make something with clay and then it's like put in the furnace thing or whatever.
Yeah.
A kiln. And then they painted it and everything. And it's supposed to be some sort of car or something, but it looks exactly like a hot dog on wheels.
All right.
But really second grade level art, and it's so weird that I was like, I'm gonna save this.
I gotta keep that, yeah.
And it's on display. It's now a conversation piece. Beautiful. For any guests who stay in that room. They're like, hey, honey, what the hell
what
does
is
Don
this
have
thing?
On that? What is that up on that shelf? What
is that? Something naughty?
Well, honey, that's a hot dog on wheels.
Sure it is.
Orabella wrote in and said that her mom kept Orabella's very first pumpkin carving kit. That's starting to get into territory, Jeremy, like you and your mom. You're both kind of pack rats on saving those kind of things.
Right.
That's kind of in that territory.
It is, yeah. Jan wrote in and says, my son's 25. I still have his retainer from his childhood. It's in a little curio cabinet in the family room. A retainer? What?
Amy was one of those with the circumcision ring. She goes, I know it's gross, but she wrote back and said, it's in a memory box with first outfit, first shoes, blah, blah. She goes, I vowed to do all this for my three kids because my mom never saved anything, and that made me sad.
Oh.
So there's, Amy doesn't have anything from her childhood.
Okay. I guess that's cute. Gail wrote in and says, yep, I have my son's first cup. from Pee Wee Football. It's the cutest little thing.
I see a lot of hospital bracelets.
Lindsay says one of my twins wore a skull-shaping helmet, and she has that. She says, I think I'll get it bronzed. Ron says, I still have my son's stitches from a really bad slice in his leg when he was 5. Not really sure why I have them, but I have them in a little Ziploc. So he kept stitches.
Stitches.
Like a first traumatic experience, I guess, or something with your kid.
Yvonne says, recently my 29-year-old daughter and I were going through the keepsake box I kept for her. One of the things I had was some hair from her first haircut. The thing is, this kid always had a head of hair 3 times that of most grown adults. So this lock, and she put that in quotation marks, of her hair was a full-on ponytail, like a wig that could have been made out of this thing.
Could have braided it and everything.
She was appalled.
Oh my gosh, that's gross. Big old bag of hair. Nicole says, clay pots and more clay pots. Oh, and then I have some clay pots. I feel bad for throwing them away. My mom recently gave me some clay pots that I made in elementary school. And I'm like, what do I do with these? Because you do feel like you don't want to toss them. Because, you know, you put in the effort when you're a kid and mom held on to them for all these years. What do I do with these things?
No, throw them away.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I know you can't, but I'm telling you, I've been urging you for 18 years to throw all this stuff away.
And then Vicky wrote in, and Vicky, I can relate because Nick Nack still has hers. Vicky says, I still have the pregnancy test sticks that were positive for both my kids.
That's great.
The window with the lines have faded. You can't even tell that they were positive. I think ours, you can still see the line. I know right where they are, and two of them in a Ziploc bag again in a little bin. We have both of the pregnancy sticks. From when we discovered that she was pregnant. That's cool. I like
that.
That
one is cool.
Yeah, that one's neat. I got no beef with that one.
Keeping the umbilical cord.
You just got to take them out like every year and pee on them again just for fun, just to remember.